Hey everyone, Pavel Bowman here. Thank you for tuning in to the PP Podcast. We're going to get to it real quick. First, I want to share a little news for you. Exciting news to me. We are now on Stitcher Radio. That's right, Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone, and you can find it in the app stores for your smartphones or on Stitcher.com. I personally have it. I'm a fan of Stitcher, and I listen to all of my radio there. Really, really do. So check it out. We're there. And also, I want to throw out you a reminder that my album will be out January 24th, 2013. I know it seems like a little ways away, but we're working on that album. We're going to get it out to you. And if you want to hear some tracks now, go to www.pavelbowman.com. There you can listen to some tunes. You can see a music video. You can get one of my tunes for free. You can download it for free. That's right. www.pavelbowman.com. You can talk to me from there. I'm going to be on that site all the time. Check it out. But now we're going to go to the show. I hope you enjoy. Mic check is complete.
Go.
All right. Welcome to the Pavel Bowman Podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to just the life and times of me and my friends. And I'm here joined today by Molly Black.
Hello.
Hey, Molly.
Hi, Pavel.
I'm glad you are here.
I'm glad to be here.
It's 4th of July today, and I figured today would be a perfect day to do our first podcast.
Because it's America's birthday.
It's America's birthday, that's right. And we are celebrating it by sharing a little conversation with each other and you, folks out there. Thank you for joining us. And Molly, what did you think of the day? How was July 4th, 2012 in the big scheme of things?
Hot.
It was hot, wasn't it? Today was a hot day.
And sticky.
Yes, indeed. And you know, I heard you told me earlier that the lights went out at your place.
Yeah, for a couple hours. So that kind of sucked too. They said we had a tornado in the area.
Oh no! Well, it didn't rain around here.
It was a lot of wind. So
it was a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of wind too.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're here now to share with my first podcast. Mm-hmm. Molly and I, we go back a couple of years, and for some reason we just keep talking to each other.
Yeah, it's sympathy.
You don't want me alone.
I feel sorry for you. I don't want to be alone.
You don't want to be
alone.
You're
the one blowing my phone up all the time.
What? Girl, you look at the call inputs I have on my phone here. Hey, Pavel. What are you doing? Okay, that's not true. You're right. I do call you. I like getting your opinion on things.
Yep, that's right. Because I don't sugarcoat nothing for you. I give you the hardcore truth, whether you like it or not.
That is Molly. She sure does. Molly gives me the hardcore truth about anything I do, whether it be wearing, I don't know, tennis shoes with some dress slacks or...
disgust.
You see? Or, you know, putting down the latest track on my new album.
Yep.
I'm coming out January 24th, 2013. God, I just laid that right in there. Real smooth.
That was nice.
January 24th.
That's real subtle.
124-13. That's right. Album comes out.
1 plus 2 is 3, and 4 minus 1 is 3, and 2 plus 2 is 4. Yep, it works.
Really? It does?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, folks. Molly loves numbers to a point where she'll see a set of numbers and
they have to work. They just have to work.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that's a pretty amazing thing that you do.
It isn't. It's because I'm on the road so much and I get bored. So I play with mainly it's license plates. Yeah. License plates have to work.
Okay.
They have to.
Explain it to me again. How is it that you manage your numbers that you see?
Manage my numbers. Oh, the easiest way, I guess in very simple terms, if I see a set of three numbers and it's 2, 3, 5, then obviously 2 plus 3 is 5. They have to work. But something like 147, I that doesn't work.
Well, 1 minus 7 equals 6, and that's...
1 minus 7?
Okay, 7 minus 1, all right.
It's
all
six.
Right, 7 minus 1.
Okay,
that's 6. And then 6 plus 4 equals 10.
Uh-huh.
And then 1 and 0 is binary code. So that works.
It does not. I'm not a code inputter, processor, programmer, whatever you want to call yourself this week.
I bet if you I bet you'd go crazy if you were at a blackjack table.
Yes, I would. I would. I mean, one of the things, like, when 3.11 first came out years and years and years ago, when we were both back in high school, when it came out, and so I remember reading an interview or hearing an interview with them, and they're like, how did you come up with the name 3.11? They're like, well, it's the perfect length of a song, and they had a couple other reasons, but my favorite one was there's 5 band members, so 3 + 1 + 1 = 5, so I'm like, that's awesome! Oh my god, it totally works! So, it's a fetish, or
you have number fetish.
I don't know. Fetish isn't a good word, but it stems from boredom.
Yeah.
So, hey, did you notice that sticker on your mic stand right there? It looks like the Star Trek symbol.
I didn't. No, actually,
look
I don't.
At it.
Yeah, but it sure does, doesn't it?
Hmm.
I think Star Wars can sue somebody.
Star Trek.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. That's what you said. Star Trek.
Yeah, you got Star Wars on the brain. This guy has never ever seen Star Wars. Not a single one.
Strange but true.
It's not strange. It's fucking odd. It's fucking unheard of.
All right, here's the thing about the Star Wars, okay?
Oh, here we go.
I walk into, like, a living room. See, I wasn't around for the theater, okay? Like, it came in at theaters. I wasn't born then.
Yeah, I wasn't born then either.
Right,
I mean,
okay,
but
let me continue now. Let me continue. Let me finish.
Sorry.
All right, so every time I'd walk into a room playing Star Wars, I'd be a little late or a little early, and I didn't want to see the whole thing. Wouldn't you know it? It's taken me all this time to have the perfect scenario to where I can watch the entire first Star Wars. That, and I've never really had any answers.
You know what? I just call that laziness or procrastination, which, you know, it's funny because you have this weird way of waiting things out, such as your music, because you've been doing your music for God knows how long.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of sort of how we met, but, I mean, you've been doing your music for so long, and here you go in the age of technology, which has been around forever, it seems like.
Yeah. Finally doing it.
You're finally doing it. And yeah. I'm proud of you because you've put aside your idea of perfectionism and just went with it,
yeah.
You know. Not everybody's gonna like it, not everybody's gonna love it. That's okay. That's why there's, you know, a gazillion different types of music out there, but we hope you like it. But I'm just proud of you for finally doing it.
Thank you.
Instead of continuously bitching about doing it and going na 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 na, and we're all like, just fucking do it already,
right.
Gosh, you're not gonna be the first, sorry, you know, you're not gonna be a trendsetter, but get your shit out there because we enjoy it and we think it should be shared with the masses.
Hey, thank you so much, that was very sweet.
Yeah, you're welcome. I have my moments.
Yeah, you do. That was one of them. Yeah, and you know, you're right, because I mean, you know, you've heard my tunes 1,000 times, and they're all been, you've either heard them in different ways or with different mixes, because
yeah.
I'm pretty obsessed with, you know, the sound.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you, God, I can't know, I mean, you've redone these songs dozens of times just to get the mix right, you know?
Yeah, 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 and it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of passion to it, I guess, in order for me to do it, because, geez, man, because, you know, it does take time, and it is work, you know, but it's a love for the results, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like these tunes, you know, I don't know, some people may, a lot of people, you know, when they write music, they write from the heart, I know that, but then there's a lot of people who write music because they just like creating, you know, music for people to listen to. For me, it's a very personal experience, you know, and with all that being said, it's not like I just have a song to show people. Matter of fact, a majority of these songs probably never really been shown to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's time to do it. Like you said, it's time to do it. And mm-hmm. and that's what this
and
is
the,
all
and
about.
And it seems like every one of your songs has a story behind it. I mean, whether you enjoy the song or not, you know, like Best Times.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You've been playing that for your friends for years, and they all love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Best Times, for those that don't know, is about a real person who happened to be, like, one of my good friends back when I was younger, leaving to go out, find her own way for the first time, and you know, she just up and she was young. It's her name was Stacy. Yeah, we had a little click of friends.
Stacy, Texas.
Yeah. All right. So she just straight up, young too. She was like 18. I mean, right.
I'd take some balls.
Take some balls to just get up and leave like that, and that's what she did. But you know, the,
good for her.
Yeah, that. Yeah, really, because I don't know. I she was the only one that I've known to just really get up and go without any hesitation at all. And at that age,
and it worked
too.
Out for her.
It worked. It's not like she had a whole bunch of, you know, money to go spend. She had to make her way, you know. But in that time before she left, we got really close. Same as a bunch of friends that, you know, I had. And, you know, it was just one of those songs that really kind of captured how I felt about that time period. And the fact that, you know, one of us was leaving, you know. But to your point, like you said, yeah, these songs are they're pretty personal, but at the same time, I try to write them in a way that everyone can understand, you know, or everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy it. I really do. It certainly is a labor of love, and, you know, it's something that I hope to continue doing for a while. And thank you, Molly. Thank you for bringing that up, because that was completely impromptu. And very honest. Thank you.
124.13. Yeah, slide that in there.
Good job. Well, let's talk about what's happening right now with the Pavel Bowman music scene. We have, of course, this podcast. This podcast is going to be dedicated to giving your ears a good time. Which is going to share
a party in your... Yeah.
Just friends of mine, especially Molly here. Molly, you're going to hear a lot more from Molly, I'm sure, in her daily life or what's going on.
Max always seem to be over here for some reason.
I know, right? It's really... I mean, you know, don't you... Anyways, so... Molly and a couple friends, we're going to have other musicians come on the show and friends of mine, and we'll talk about what's happening in the current events, you know, what's happening in the future, hopefully, and, you know, just, like I said, give your ears a good time. Something beyond just the music, but I really hope you enjoy the music. Currently, we're kind of investigating, investigating is not a good word for it, I guess, researching which single we should send out. Now, Molly... You know, I have currently on Reverb Nation here. Reverb Nation / Pavel Bowman, by the way, you guys. You can come find my music ready and available for you to listen to.
Vlog.
Yeah, www.reverbnation/ Pavel Bowman. 124.13. The songs I have currently up there is Well Put Together, Window Wonderland. I also have Angel, Librian Attraction, and Best Times. Now, out of those five, I want to release one of them to, you know, worldwide. One or two of them. Let me do two. Just release them. So are they going to be broadcasted on internet radio? And I guess whoever else wants to pick it up, hopefully to, you know, FMs and all that. Anyways, with that being said, out of those five, which song would you think you'd like to most randomly hear? While you're going about your day in your car or doing your work, which of those songs you think should be released as a single that can, you know?
Well, let's see. Don't get me wrong; they all have their good points, but I mean, "Well Put Together" is definitely one of my first favorites. I've always enjoyed that song, you know.
Okay, "Well Put Together." That's one vote for "Well Put Together."
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah.
"Well Put Together." We want you guys out there to do the same. Tell me which song you think I should release. You know, what song would you want to show off to your people? You know, which song could best represent the sound that you hear coming from, you know, my music? Again, that's you can leave your vote, I guess, at www.reverbnation/ Pavel Bowman, all one word. And let me know. Let me know what you think. You know, we really appreciate your input. And I hope you enjoy the tunes. We do have some singles being released as far as for your purchase. They'll be available for purchase. A couple of them will be available for purchase, so check that out. And we're hoping to do more podcasts. We will do another podcast if we get 20 fans.
And if we don't get 20 fans, then the next podcast is going to be me dancing around naked, playing the tambourine, and singing childhood lullabies. So please like it, because you've never seen me naked, Mm-hmm. You know, nope. And there's a reason for that.
Well, as far as you know. Hey, man. It's a thing called photography and this thing called...
And hidden cameras and shit. Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, I didn't... All right,
but point being, please like it so he doesn't have to see me dance around naked playing the tambourine. You know, I've had the cops called on me numerous times.
No, never for that. No, you're just telling stories. Cops have never been called on you for that. People don't call cops on you for that.
I call cops on myself sometimes. Sound crazy. All right, not really.
I like that. Like button that. Create a like button for that. Yeah, hit me up on the Facebook, guys. Facebook, I'm on that thing. Pavel Bowman.
You know,
I know, right? I had to be on Facebook.
I had a friend who just had a Facebook friend only. Never met him in person, but she just had a baby. Her baby has a fucking Facebook page now.
You know, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, my dog has a Facebook page, but that was created to spread word about him so he could find a forever home. And he's now my dog, so we see how well that worked out. But.
How well is Guinness, right? Guinness?
Yeah. He's awesome. He's a fucking cool ass dog.
Guinness is the best dog.
He is. He's crazy, man. He really is. I mean, totally. Like, if I had to pick a dog that I'm like, that's the best dog ever, or that's the kind of dog I want, it wouldn't have been him.
Right.
I mean, he's the exact opposite of everything I would like for in a dog, but he's still pretty fucking awesome.
Yes, he is. He really, really is.
And he's the best snuggler. Oh, my God. He snuggles so good. We snuggle up and watch some Gossip Girl or some anime. Oh, yeah. High five to liking Death Note.
Pavel. Yeah. Thank you, Molly.
That's a pretty cool Death Note. Pretty cool anime.
Death Note, folks. Anime. I'm not really an anime fan. I'll tell you the truth. It's something about the 3 frames a second, I think it is, and just a style. Animes, I do appreciate anime for what it is. It's just not my thing, but I will tell you this. Death Note is a solid anime. Death Note, that's what it's called. And just something about all the characters in it. Something about the story, too, that really, I really enjoy.
See, if I could only get you into, say, Akira or Vampire Princess Miyu, or some of the old school ones, you know, even D, Vampire Hunter D. Those are true classics. Those are just...
See, but as you know, I got a couple criteria for Asian horror.
This isn't Asian horror, this is anime.
I'm sorry, anime.
But you do like Asian horror, too.
Yeah,
Thanks to whom?
You.
Yeah, I introduced you to Asian horror. Ooh, speaking of dogs, that is Mr. Woo! He's letting them know he doesn't like that.
Fireworks going off in the background, folks. It's 4th of July.
And he does not like those noises. So, like all responsible pet parents, I'm keeping my dog inside during the firework festivities so he doesn't get scared and run off.
Well, that being said, I guess maybe we're missing out on some of the local fireworks we're having. So, I think I'm going to go check it out. But, again, please like us on the Facebook. Please become a fan. Please support some of this music here. I hope you enjoy. Leave us any comments, suggestions, or anything you have. Facebook, Twitter. We're on all that. And finally, the album's released.
124.13.
Yes, it is. 124.13. I'm going to leave you guys with one of the first recordings I ever did. Like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. And I've always kept it to myself, but I'm going to start sharing it with the world. I'm going to leave you a snippet of the very first recording I've ever had or ever created. The song, which I actually still love this song, but what you're about to hear is nothing that represents it now. It's called Into Your Dreams. Here's just a little snippet. By the way, look, I was a teenager. My voice hadn't quite come in yet.
It's all high and warbly and cracking.
Right.
And, stuff.
Oh. And the audio is pretty bad. But
oh, is this the one? It sounds like you record it in a bathtub or something.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of echo.
Yeah. The idea was there, man. I just couldn't capture it. Really. I don't even know.
How old were you?
I was 16. Yeah, really, like 16. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, just amazing what you could do with a little 4-track tape cassette player. Date me, right?
Yeah, so you're showing your age, but...
They were around. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little snippet here, but really, it's just a snippet because this is some old stuff. Until next time, folks, we need 20 fans to do another podcast. We're not doing another one until we get 20, so please like us and share us on your Facebook or the Twitter and all that jazz. MySpace.
The Twitter.
Every on the internets. Thank y'all for coming and listening to us. We'll see y'all next time.
All right. Have a good night. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy birthday, America.
I haven't